They could have been torturers. Plagueis and 114D, leaning over an operating table on a bora that supported Venomous, still in an induced coma, and now anesthetized as well. The droid's appendages holding bloodied scalpels, retractors, hemostats, and Plagueis, gowned and masked with his eyes closed, his shadow puddled on the floor by the theater lights. But in truth, nowhere to be found in the mundane world. Folded deeply within the Force instead, indifferent to the meticulous damage 114D had done to the Bith's internal organs, but focused on communicating his will directly to the Force's intermediaries, the droid monitoring cellular activity for signs that Plagueis' life-extending manipulations, his thought experiments, were having their intended effect. A sudden current of intense dark side energy snaked through Plagueis, stronger than any feeling he had experienced since the death of Darth Tenebris, replete with flashes of past, present, and perhaps future events. The disturbance was powerful enough to snap him completely out of his trance. A rite performed, a confirmation conferred. Half expecting to find Venomous sitting upright on the table, he opened his eyes to the sight of 114D shuffling toward him from the operating theater's communication console. Plagueis' mouth formed a question. Ill?
No, the young human. Palpatine. A deep space transmission.
Plagueis hurried to the device. They hadn't spoken since the reunion on Chandra-La, but Plagueis had been waiting, wondering if his manipulations had borne fruit. If not, then he might have to take personal action to solidify the Naboo gambit. Placing himself in view of the holocams, he took a moment to appraise the noisy image on screen. Palpatine's face, bathed in the flashing lights of an instrument panel. Something new in his eyes, color that hadn't been there previously. A glance at the comboard's coordinate readout, then, "Where are you?"
"I'm not sure,"
Palpatine said in clear distraction, his gaze shifting to something off-cam. "You're in a starship." Palpatine nodded, swallowed, and found his voice.
"The family ship."
Read aloud the navicomputer coordinates. When he had, Plagueis looked to 114D for elaboration.
"Rimward of Exodine, along the Hydean Way."
Plagueis absorbed it. "Contact the Sun Guard. Have them ready a ship and prepare yourself to accompany them."
"Yes, Magister."
Plagueis swung back to the monitor screen. "Are you capable of maintaining your present course?" Palpatine leaned to one side.
"The autopilot is engaged."
"Tell me what happened." The human took a deep breath.
"My father arrived unexpectedly on Chandra-La. He had me taken from the youth program vessel and brought to our ship. My mother and siblings were already aboard. After the launch, I learned that I was being taken to Chomel Minor, just as you warned. We fell into an argument. Then, I'm not sure what happened."
"Tell me what happened," Plagueis demanded.
"I killed them,"
Palpatine snarled back.
"I killed them, even the guards."
Plagueis restrained a smile, knowing now that Naboo would be his. Over and done with. Now to reel him in further and ensure his continued usefulness. "Did anyone on Chandra-La observe you board the family ship?" he asked quickly.
"Only the guard. And he's dead. Everyone's dead."
"We need to return you quietly and covertly to Chandra-La. I'm sending help, my droid among them. Offer no explanations of what occurred, even if asked. But follow every command without question."
"You're not coming with them?"
Palpatine asked, wide-eyed. "I will see you soon enough, Palpatine."
"But the ship, the evidence."
"I'll make arrangements for the ship's disposal. No one will ever learn of this event. Do you understand?" Palpatine nodded.
"I trust you."
Plagueis returned the nod. "And Palpatine, congratulations on becoming an emancipated being."